Be'ezus Mizbuch, we begin Perek Asir, the 10th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Avodas Gechavim, Chukos Avodah, the laws of Avodah Zarah, and the statute of those who serve it, and the Sefer Mad, the Book of Knowledge, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing our relationship and the distance we have to have from Avodah Zarah. And this Perek discusses specific the relationship to the non-Jews and to the heretics. As Rambam gives Allah Ha'af regarding the prohibition about making a covenant with certain Gentiles, and the prohibition of Lo Yisachanam, which has many different translations. In Kursan Bris L'Shiva Amamim, we do not make a covenant for the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Canaan, Kadesh Nasi Mam Shalom, to make peace with them, and that is B'nanich Oysim Lamed Avodah Zarah, that they could continue serving their Avodah Zarah. Number no, it says in the Pasuk, L'Chisichus Lam Bris, it says in the Barim, do not make a covenant with them. Ella, rather, Yachzim Abadasim, either stop serving the idolatry, or Yeregu, or they have to be killed. V'asal Arachim Aleim, it's forbidden to have mercy on them, Shalom, like it says in the Pasuk, B'loy Sichanim, and don't have mercy on them, which is a lotion of chanoisi asher she'ochein. It's a terminology of mercy. Lefikra, therefore, if you see one of them getting lost, like Tevevano, or drowning in the river, lo'yelen, you don't take him out. Let's say he's leaning towards death. Lo'yelen, you don't save him. But to actively go ahead and create him, just to destroy him, or to push him into the pit, okay, it's a similar things. That's also, that's forbidden. Because they're not waging war against us. Now, we say this, that's by the seven nations. But the informers of Aminim, which is a certain group that was in the days of Tanoim that denied the Torah and the Jewish faith, and the heretics, which they're the ones that deny the primary principle, they chase after the physical pleasures, which is based on the Greek philosopher's name, Epicurean, who denied in the remnants of the soul, and he said the whole purpose of life is physical pleasures. Mi Yisrael, from the Jewish people, mitzvah la'abdu miyad, it's a mitzvah to destroy the person with your own hands, ularidim leveyashachas, and to take him down to the pit of destruction. Because they go ahead and they cause pain to the Jewish people, mesirim esa'om achar Hashem, and they remove the people from after Hashem, ketzaduk uvaisis v'salmeteim, like tzaduk and baisis, who they were the ones that denied the oral law, and their students, shem resham yirkov, like the pasuk says, that the name of the wicked should rot. Halacha base. Now, mekana talamet, from here you learn, meaning, since you don't go ahead and remove the idol worshiper that's drowning, they not let heal the idol worshiper, even for pay, because you're saving him. Now, v'mhoyi misurim him, but if, let's say, he was afraid of them, he's afraid that's going to cause hatred, then you could heal for pay, of b'chinam asa, but for free, that is no excuse to doing that, and that's going to be forbidden. Now, begir toishav, the resident convert, who is allowed to dwell amongst us in Eretz Yisrael, that's why he's called the toishav, who he's a non-Jew, accepts upon himself the seven Noahide laws, the seven mezabinei nayach, since the pasuk requires us to keep him alive, so merap moysa b'chinam, then you could even heal him for free. Halacha gimel. Not sell to the idol worshippers, but in Besodas for Eretz Yisrael, homes or fields in Eretz Yisrael. Ubesuria in Syria, which has somewhat of a quasi state, which was conquered by David HaMelech and has certain halachas like Eretz Yisrael, not Moichlem Batim, there you could sell for them homes, but they sold them not fields. Umaskilem Batim Eretz Yisrael, now you're allowed to rent for them homes in Eretz Yisrael, but actually as a shchuna, as long as they don't make a neighborhood out of it. Vein shchuna pachas mishleish, a neighborhood is not less than three homes. Vein maskilem sadis, now, but you're not allowed to rent to them fields. Where that's a gezeirah because of selling, because if you're going to let to lease, you might come to sell. With Syria now, in Syria, maskil and besadis, you could even lease them fields because you don't make a gezeirah like gezeirah. Now, amnim hachmir basada, why were they more stringent? Because the whole Syria is a gezeirah to Eretz Yisrael, and the whole renting is because of selling. So you're not going to make a double gezeirah. Now, amnim hachmir basada, why were they more stringent by fields? Like we said, in Eretz Yisrael, you could sell them in regarding renting, and so too in Syria, you could sell them homes, but not fields. Because regarding fields, there's two things versus a house has only one concern. Because by a field, which you don't have by home. First of all, you're moving the produce from the halachas of the tithing. And you're also giving them a holding in the land. But you're allowed to sell to the idol worshiper homes and fields out of it. So it's not our field, it's not our land, and there is not a problem. Even the place where they permitted to lease to them, they didn't permit to lease a home to them for purposes of dwelling. Because then he's going to bring into it his avodah zarah. The Neman says the person in the bottom, don't bring an abomination into your house. But you're allowed to lease them homes to make it into a place of storage. Neither can you even sell them produce or grain or similar things that are attached to the ground. But you could sell to them when it was already cut, Oy Michael, you could sell them amanas lockets of a kites on the condition that he's going to cut and then cut, then you're allowed to sell it even though it's still attached. Why can we not sell them? Because Shanem, it says in the Pasuk, b'lo yisachanim, which in this context is from the word of chanay, of dwelling. You're not allowed to give him a chaniya in a permanent way in Eretz Yisrael. That's the source for the prohibition. Don't give them a residence in the ground. Because if they're not going to have real estate, even though they're going to be dwelling, it's going to be temporary. And the chain also the sapi b'shivchem. You're not allowed to talk about their praise. But for the lame, even to say kamanoi b'kachavim zebitzulah, say wow, what a beautiful form does this idol worshiper have? Kavuchay m'shei sapi b'shvach ma'isav. All the more so, you're not allowed to talk about the praise of his actions. Or yishichab avdo davim d'vareim, or to cherish any words that they say. Shemekut says the pasuk in the bottom, loy sechanim. We hear it's from the word of chain. Loyilam chain b'nacha. They shouldn't have any grace in your eyes. That's also a problem. Why? Because that caused you to connect with him, to learn from his bad ways. Moreover, you're not allowed to give him a free gift, and that's also learned out from of free. But you could give a gift to the resident convert. Krishna says a pasuk in the bottom, like when there's an avela where you can't eat it, the dead animal. So to the ger, the convert, the resident convert, that's asher b'sherecha, that's in your gift, you could give it to him and he'll eat it because that's not one the shemitz b'nei noach. Or to sell it to the non-Jew, but mechir by selling, not giving. But the ger, you see, you could even give it to the ger toisha. Halacha hey, now there are certain halachas because of dachar shalom, because of ways of peace. That although he said not to give gifts, you're allowed to provide for the paupers of the idol worshippers together with the paupers of the Jewish people. Because ways of peace. And neither do we protest by the idol worshipper paupers, beleket, by the gleanings that fall, the bundles that were forgotten, the pay of the corners of the field, that they come and they go with the other Jewish paupers. Because ways of peace to include them. And we ask them how they're doing, even the day of their holiday, because of ways of peace. But you don't double the wording of greeting ever. You don't say shalom shalom. You only say once because that's unnecessary. Neither do you enter into the house of the idol worshipper on the day of his holiday to go and give him greeting, because that's a special honor, and then he's going to give thanks to his avodah zarah, and the Jew's going to be causing it, and it says, you should not be a cause for the non-Jew to be mentioning his avodah zarah. If you find him in the marketplace, you give him greeting, but if the day of his holiday, you do it with a soft lips, with a heavy head, again, not to overdo, but still to keep the peace of darker shalom. Halacha above, regarding the thrust of the halacha and the strength of ger toishav. So in kol dvar ma'ilam murim, all these words were not said regarding renting homes in Eretz Yisrael and providing for the paupers of the non-Jews. El bezman shagol Yisrael lebein abdi kachav. Only when the Jews are in exile amongst the idol worshipper. Oy shiar abdi kachav takif al Yisrael. Or even if the Jews are in their homeland, but the idol worshippers are in control over the Jews. Then we said that okay, we have to allow certain things, like renting homes and providing for them. But when the Jewish people are in control, we're not allowed the idol worshippers amongst us. Even if he's dwelling just temporarily, or he's just passing by, but it's for business purposes, you should not pass by in our lands, only up until he accepts upon himself the seven Noahide laws, they should not dwell in your land. And that's a fill of fishal, even temporarily. But from Kibbutz of Sheva Mitzvah, but if he accepted the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, he is a Gertosh and then he's a resident convert. But, we do not accept a Gertosh to have this halachic status only the time when Yovel applies. And currently, there is no Yovel in practice, which is every 50th year. But not in the time of Yovel, in Makabla El Ger Tzedek Bavad. We don't accept a Ger Toshav, we only accept a Ger Tzedek, a righteous convert, which is someone that's becoming a total Jew, not this other state of being a non-Jew, but being someone who fulfills the Shevet Zibnei Noach, that we don't accept to have these halachas that we said. We would only accept the Ger Tzedek Bezman Hazeh.